ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَحَافِظٌ وقال سبحانه وتعالى إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ صدق الله العظيم. Most respected beloved brothers and elders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the late 1950s, one of our senior ulama-i kiram from India, from Nizamuddin, Awliya, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, he deputed one individual by the name of Hafiz Muhammad Patel was his surname. He used to live in Karachi at that time. Told him, you go to Europe and make the effort of da'wah. Do the effort of deen. And he told him, the Europeans, that is the West, they have got a niyat to make Makkah and Medina like Paris and London. You go to Paris and London and you make Paris and London like Makkah and Medina. One individual, no resources, no political party, no army, no wealth, no bank balance, but only with what? The hukam of Allah. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah Ta'ala mentions, we have revealed the Quran and it's our responsibility to protect the Quran. We have revealed Islam and it's our duty that we will protect and our responsibility that we will protect Islam. With this determination and this firm niyat, we went, my dear brothers, there's no time to go into the details. In those days, my dear brothers, those who migrated to London, to Europe, to Great Britain, no more great now, they used to work in the fabric mills, in the carpet mills. They used to work in places like Manchester, which is known for, my dear brothers, exporting material to the whole world. They used to work in the steel mills. Their salary was very, very meager, my dear brothers. They used to live in rented homes. And most of all, there were no masjids. At that time, my dear brothers, those people that left India to migrate to Europe, they were so overwhelmed and in awe of Europe. See, we are going to Europe. Even those that had beards, when they boarded the flight in Karachi or Bombay, before they could get off in Heathrow, my dear brothers, they went into the bathroom and they shaved their beards out. They took out their kurtas. Why? They say, now we have lived like Europeans. In such an environment, my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala sent some of his bandas to start the effort of Dawat and Tabligh. Today, my respected brothers, in the whole of Europe, there's not less than 10,000 masjids. In the same strain, my respected brothers, in the early 60s, the same Maulana Yusuf Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, from Nizamuddin Awliya, he sent our Bipadia from South Africa. Rahmatullah alayhi, told him, you go to America, and you start the work of Dawat in America. In the 1960s, my respected brothers, this Jamaat that went, they went for 4 months, they came back after 11 months. They went to Canada, my respected brothers. They found that the Muslims, the same condition, overawed and in great awe of the American way of life. As we all know, America is called the melting pot of cultures. No matter which country you come from, when you come to America, within 1 week's time, you start saying, I'm an American. You forget your Islam, you forget your religion, you forget your Quran. Even all other religions also, they forget the deen. He found, Bipadi Ahmed, he found the people performing Jummah namaz on a Sunday. And they said, at least we're making our namaz. Haji Sahab used to go to them in the small little garages. They used to perform the Jummah on a Sunday and tell them, you can't do this. They say, Friday is our day to receive our check. If we don't go to work, we won't get our check. How are we going to feed our family for the next week? This was the condition, my respected brothers. Today in America, there's 5,000 masjids. I'm just coming from America, my respected. Just return few, maybe maximum 2 or 3 weeks. From that same place of Nizamuddin Awliya, when the Jamaat was sent, respected brothers, the same instruction came, that in spite of this lockdown, go with a Jamaat to America. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace and mercy, opened the doors in spite of all the hurdles and obstacles and red tape and what have you. Allah ta'ala made it easy for us to reach America. Not only us, from 8 countries of the world we were dispatched. From Saudi Arabia, from South Africa, from France, from Malaysia, from London, from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. 22 of us, my respected brothers, alhamdulillah, with the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there were 4 ijtimas that took place. In these days of lockdown, my dear brothers, imagine, Allah said, we did not say, inna nahnu nazzalna zikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. Have yaqeen on this ayat of the Quran, that we reveal this Quran, we reveal the dhikr, we reveal Islam. It's our responsibility, Allah says. Allah says, it is Allah's responsibility. He will protect Islam. He will protect deen till Qiyamah, my dear brothers. We must have that firm niyat and intention. New York City, my dear brothers, that ijtima took place. The next place was in Chicago. The next ijtima in Dallas. The next ijtima in Los Angeles. 15,000 people gathered, my dear brothers, in all these instruments. At a time, my dear brothers, when the media is promulgating and propounding that don't come to America, deaths are occurring by the thousands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so easy for us, my dear brothers, not a single question asked. My beloved brothers and elders in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzat through His infinite grace and mercy, in those days of Jahiliyyah, when the Arabs of Makkah and Medina, when they were immersed, my dear brothers, in all types of vice, Allah Rabbul Izzat, my dear brothers, sent our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In such an environment that the Persians and the Romans, they were on both sides, sandwiching, my dear brothers, the Arabs, the Arabian Peninsula. And what they said, that these Arabs, they are not even fit for our slaves to rule them. We do not want to even capture and invade them and to even take over them, because they'll be a liability for us. But my beloved brothers and elders in Islam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran and revealed the final Nabi, Ahmad al-Mujtaba, Muhammad al-Mustafa, Sayyid al-Qawnain sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and when Sahaba-i-Kiram took that responsibility, when they took that responsibility of da'wah, and Allah Ta'ala revealed to Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idnihi was sirajan munir. Sahaba ikram understood that the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is for every ummati, every reader of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, to embrace this mission, to give shelter to that mission of Nabi Kareem alayhi salam, and to take the word of Allah and His Rasul alayhi salam to the four corners of the world. We find, my dear brothers, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiyallahu anhu, upon the Quranic instruction, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idnihi wa sirajan munira. He took that light of Islam to China. The son of Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala, Qusm ibn Abbas, he took that light of Islam to Russia. Mu'az ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he took that light of Islam to the whole of Africa and Europe and to Arabia. Similarly, Sahaba ikram took that light of Islam to Europe. My dear brothers, that same responsibility lies upon our shoulders today. We are not absolved of the responsibility of da'wat. This responsibility of the propagation of Islam, of deen, my dear brothers, rests upon the shoulders of every reader of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. My beloved brothers and elders in Islam, very briefly, in America, my dear brothers, as I told you, anyway, when we landed there, they told us, don't worry, here in America, we don't believe in lockdown, because we've got this fikr in our heart. We say there's no lockdown. What there's no? There's no lockdown here. You can have your lockdown, but we don't promote lockdown. They gave us permission to have four big ijtimas. Which country? Which country are you talking about, my dear brothers? In a country like the United States of America, masjids are wide open, my dear brothers. As I mentioned, 10 million Muslims. But this did not happen overnight. When Bhai Paja went there in the 1960s, and now we are in 2021, my dear brothers, count nearly 60 years of efforts, of sacrifice, of striving, of struggling, trying to keep the Iman alive, Islam alive, in that environment, my dear brothers, in that environment Wallah, my dear brothers, we have seen. I'm not talking, my dear brothers, of speculation with my own eyes. We have seen that those who came to the United States and they said, we want to forget Islam. We want to pursue our profession. We want to pursue our careers. But, my dear brothers, the environment of deen was such that they were compelled to come into the masjid and put their heads onto sujood. Respected brothers, I made a bayan in one of the big masjids of Chicago. After the bayan, one elderly person told me that my wife just called me and she says, the person who gave that lecture, he should give a lecture to our ladies. So I told him, okay, no problem. Arrange the time, arrange the date, because the next day we are proceeding to Dallas. He said, no, tomorrow the program, the bayan must take place. So I told the brothers of the masjid, arrange it. They said, we are extremely happy, arrange the program. Then they told me, do you know who this person is? I said, no, you tell me who he is. He said, the lady that phoned him, that his wife, she's a revert. And not an ordinary revert. She's a Serbian revert. Came from ex-communist country called Yugoslavia. She's a Serb. Subhanallah, we know who the Serbs were. What genocide they committed against the Bosnian Muslims in the 90s. My dear brothers, she came to America, a place where even the Muslims can forget the deen, but Allah Ta'ala made a staunch, my dear brothers, an extreme Christian to see the light of Islam in a country like America. Now something else I want to tell you. Then they told me, do you know who her husband is? I said, tell me who the husband is. I said, her husband was a Croatian. I said, Subhanallah, even more worse. These two nations got together and they massacred, my dear brothers, thousands upon thousands of Bosnian Muslims who were from the ex-Ottoman Empire. But how did he accept Islam? In such extreme and hostile against Islam. So they told me that she, when she saw the beauty of Islam and when she accepted Islam, she was worried that what would my husband say? How is he going to take it? Said, I only got one recourse for this. One recourse. 40 days she stood up in tahajjud salam. Said, only my Allah is a change of hearts. Muqallib al-qulub is Allah. 40 days she stood up in the tahajjud and she begged Allah, oh Allah, I've seen the beauty of Islam. I've seen the light of Iman. Ya Allah, bless my husband with Islam. On the 41st day, he comes up to her and says, I like these Muslims. I see this masjid in the month of Ramadan, how the people flock to the masjid, the young, the old, the beautiful garments and clothes they're wearing. You know, I think we should, you know, make some research and think about this beautiful deen. She said, darling, I've already become a Muslim. I'm waiting for you. When you're going to accept Islam? Then I met a Bosnian youngster in San Diego. This youngster comes up to me, Bosnians, Europeans, very fair in complexion, long kurta, amama, mashallah, nice beard. So, Assalamu alaikum. Assalam. You know who I am? I said, you tell me who you are. I can see you're a mashallah mujahid fi sabilillah. He said, I'm from Bosnia. In the 90s, when the genocide was taking place, America took in 100,000 Bosnians into America as asylum seekers and refugees. So the child, mashallah. Then he tells me, our family made an intention, our entire family, that when we come to America, we are not going to identify ourselves with Islam. We want to forget Islam. Because what happened to us back home? When we come over here, we want to live the American way of life. The melting pot of cultures. But my dear brothers, when the effort of deen takes place, when the effort of da'wah takes place, when the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes place, and when people say that we want to act upon the ayats of the Quran, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun, we have revealed Islam, we have revealed the Quran. Whether you want to protect it or not, Allah says, I will protect it. And I got my ways and means of how to protect it. And I will make sure Islam will last till Qiyamah. So this youngster tells me, our entire family, we made a resolution. We are not going to identify ourselves with Muslims. But Allah Ta'ala, my dear brothers, in a country where they are exporting, my dear brothers, fitna to the whole world, where the effort of da'wah takes place. So he tells me, we are living near a masjid, and I used to see the brothers coming and forth, and coming and going for gush, and walking and knocking the doors. My heart softened. I was a 10-year-old boy at that time. I said, let me join these youngsters. I used to go to the masjid, and when I come back home, my parents tell me, where have you been? So I was with my friends. No, I think you are going to the mosque. Didn't we say we are not going to identify ourselves with Islam? After a while, my dear brothers, youngster, 10-year-old boy, my dear brothers, he's giving dawah to his mom, his dad, his dada, his daddy, his nana, his nani. He's telling them, you can do what you want. In my bloodstream, Islam is running. In your bloodstream, Islam is running. Because your father and grandfather and great-great-grandfathers, we are from the Ottoman Empire that ruled Islam, the world, for more than 800 to 1,000 years. You can do what you want. I'll never leave the house of Allah. I'll stay in the masjid. They said, if that is your determination, then all of us, let us once again come back into the fold of Islam. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzat, in this day and age, the fire of fitna can be burning in the four corners of the world. But if we, my respected brothers, will take upon this responsibility, and we have that firm niyat in our heart of hearts, that no matter where we go, no matter where we live, we are going to practice upon the sunnah. We are going to practice upon the beautiful teachings of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soften the hearts, my dear brothers, of those people who are bent, my dear brothers, on afflicting the Muslims. I'm going to finish up with this last note, my dear brothers. Allahu Akbar. We met a family in New York on the last day when before we could come home. Said, we want to give you all an invitation for a meal. I said, okay. Then I see his son, mashallah, beard, kurta, sunnat. Where, my dear brothers? New York City. These cities, my dear brothers, when you take their name, they remind you of what? Los Angeles, the gambling capital of the world. Chicago, the murder capital of the world. San Francisco, Las Vegas, New York, my dear brothers, that is exporting fitna to the whole world. But when the effort of da'wah, when the effort of deen takes place, this youngster is serving us. I ask him, what's your name? He said, that's my son. I said, mashallah. What does he do? He's an accountant. Oh, mashallah. Where do you work? I work for a senator in Capitol Hill. Where, my dear brothers? I work for one of the senators in Capitol Hill. SubhanAllah. Then he began to give me a short story. He said, when that senator advertised for the job, I applied, I got it. After 1 month, another senator told this guy, his compatriot, that this youngster that works for you, I like his habits. He's very honest. He's time to time for work. Doesn't go outside to smoke. He's not on the phone. Doesn't waste his time. He makes sure that he is up to mark with his work. I need an advocate in my office. Ask him if he knows somebody. This is how, my dear brothers, he introduced somebody else. And in this way, in a very short span of time, there were 10 Muslim youngsters, my dear brothers, advocates, accountants, IT specialists, my dear brothers, working in Capitol Hill. Now they're performing salah, making the Zuhar salah, each one in his own office. They said, no, all of you now, we're going to give you a room. Where is this taking place, my dear brothers? Not South Africa, my dear brothers. Not Makkah and Medina, my dear brothers. Think by respecting brothers. Now they used to go downtown Washington for Jummah Salah. Takes them 1.5 hours to go, 1.5 hours to come. He says, it's taking too much of time. Now we're going to give you a bigger room. You even make your Jummah Salah inside Capitol Hill. Wallah, my dear brothers, when we will make an intention and a determination to practice our deen, to practice our deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make such facilities for us, such arrangements Allah will make for us, like how in the time of Musa alayhi salam, when Fir'aun said, I want to kill every baby that's going to be born, every male issue, because the astronomers told me, there's going to be a baby that's going to born, it's going to bring down your kingdom. Allah made sure that that very same baby grew up in Fir'aun's house, grew up in his palace. Today the same thing will happen, my dear brothers. I want to finish up with this last ayat of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Innal arda lillah. Yurithuha man yasha'u min ibadihi. The entire earth belongs to Allah. And Allah says what? Yurithuha. I will make those people to inherit this earth. Allah will make those people to become the inheritors. Who? Min ibadi. Those who are obedient to Allah. Those who are obedient to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will make them to inherit the entire earth. Like what happened in the time of Sahaba. Wallah, my dear brothers. I'm going to make one statement. I'll leave it to you to think about it. Those countries that will stop the work of Islam. Those countries, they can be Muslim rulers. But if they stop the effort of deen, and they stop the effort of Islam and Dawat, the government can be in their hands, but other people will rule the country. The economy can be in their hand. The wealth will be in their hand, but the money will go somebody else's pocket. Wallah, my dear brothers, for the protection of our country, for the protection, my respected brothers, of our generation to come till Qiyamah, let us do this work of Dawat. And my respected brothers, the need of the day is to do the work of Dawat amongst the sons and daughters of the soil. The sons and daughters of the soil, my respected brothers, who are the local indigenous population. There are many, many ways in order to do it. But let us pay attention, my dear brothers, and do this work so that Allah Ta'ala inshallah give us success in both the world, dunya and akhirat. Wa akhirat dawam. So this weekend, inshallah, on Saturday night, there's an istima in Masjid Al-Qasim, that is in Smith Street, corner of Smith Street and Broad Street, on top of the old Standard Bank. Inshallah, there's going to be a program there Saturday night between Maghrib and Isha. All the brothers are requested to attend. Jazakallah.